You obviously have heard the news about the closing within a year. Give us your thoughts.
Well, I think the executive orders that he signed today are certainly bold, and they're comprehensive, yet they're cautious. He preserves a lot of options for himself, and when he gets the report back from this interagency team that he has ordered to look at all the files, then we'll see his way forward. But if you read the text of each of the orders in combination, yes, he halts commissions. Yes, he stops the habeas cases going before the federal district courts. Yes, he tells the CIA you got to use the 19 techniques in the Army Field Manual. But he leaves open some open questions. What kind of courts do you prosecute him in? How many are you going to transfer? And then what about that other category?
So the big question is, it's okay, if you're not going to put them there, what do you, I mean, we've had reports that, the folks who have been released from there have gone off and done things in other places, sort of rejoined their, terrorist cells or terrorist organizations.
You're right,
so
Chris.
What do you do with these folks after, if you're not going to have them there, what do you do with them?
Yeah, well, you know, I believe that, you know, the order which specifically says close it as soon as practicable or within a year is probably aspirational. The date may move to the right a little bit. And you're right to point out that at least 61 detainees who have left Guantanamo have gone back to combatant activity. When I was in office in charge of detainee policy for our government, the number was about 37. I actually believe the number of 61 may actually be higher. The real number may be higher than 61. So I think this president and certainly his team will need to be very careful because there's no such thing as a perfect detention policy. It just does not exist. And so they'll sort of sort through the real raw intelligence on these guys and then sort out the best way forward.
You were talking about some of the things that had sort of been left open-ended, one of them being, you know, where to put all these people. Another issue, and the big one, is that a lot of these people haven't been charged. Will they have to be if they go into the U.S. court system?
Well, certainly in warfare, during the law of armed during conflict, which we're in. And remember, President Obama said during his inaugural speech, we are at war. You are not required to charge somebody or release them. You can detain them militarily. And these orders, in, read in combination with Senator Dianne Feinstein's bill, which she dropped earlier this year, Senate Bill 174, preserve the option of military detention for some small number of these detainees. So, no, they don't have to be tried or let go. But I think what we're going to see, Amy and Chris, is many of these folks looked at and potentially prosecuted in federal district court, some potentially tried in a military courts-martial, many transferred, a few released, perhaps two or three, four paroled right here into the United States as an act of as an act to say to the rest of the world, hey, we're taking some, why don't you guys take some? And then I think you're still going to find that some will be brought, the remaining few will be brought here to the United States and detained militarily, subject to some periodic review.
So the president actually gave himself political cover by saying we are at war, and therefore, you know, extrapolating that, make this leap, that he won't have to necessarily say that these people who are being held have to be charged.
He retained the flexibility that any commander-in-chief, armed with information he knows, should keep. That's the way I would put it.
Okay, so fair enough. So would there be any other major challenges that would come about from closing Guantanamo Bay within a year, which seems to be a huge task?
Yeah, the challenges fall into what I've been calling LLPD, legal, logistical, political, and diplomatic. Logistically, where do you put them? And when I was in office, I conducted the first classified study on how you do it, where you put them. And so they've obviously revisited that study and done their own now, and they're going to have to figure out what facility or facilities here in the United States are appropriate, and then how you upgrade the security of those facilities, and then how you work with the local congressional delegation and state leaders to get them happier with the idea. Diplomatically, no doubt Secretary of State Clinton will be sending her emissaries around the world to revisit this idea of their taking and sharing some of the responsibility of getting some of these transferees to them. And legally, you know, there's this strategic pause that's happening right now. So all four of those things, legal, logistical, political, and diplomatic, will need to be worked on simultaneously during this strategic pause period, this 120-day breather that he has established.